It's a working, living document. What you say is what you have to do.
Then it's a give and take. It really is.
Beautiful soul ship and a happy place because of Stephen.
We've been through the ringer of illnesses and births yes. that we've lost and cancer. And cancer.
Jennifer is a cancer survivor, people. That is real.
This is another freaking challenge that I'm going to overcome. I just want y'all to know that I'm cool with this. I can handle this. We can do this. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it just happens. And I was bound and determined that that was not going to, regardless of how big the tumor was, not going to impair me what I love to do. Persevere on, period. You can't overcome anything with a bad attitude.
She is a fighter in that she fights every day.
With you, normally.
Normally with me.
Igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within. You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration Podcast with Fox Beyer.
Today, I have two former students and players of mine, Dante Stefanelli and Donovan Russo, both who I have become friends with over the years. Dante currently lives in Forked River, New Jersey, and Donovan living in Whippany, New Jersey. This will be fun. Here we go. Welcome to episode number 13 of the What's Your Inspiration Podcast. Today, a couple of very good friends of mine, former players and students. First, we have Mr. Dante Franchise Stefanelli. And we have Donovan Fogel Russo. How are you all today?
Thanks for having us. This is awesome.
Thank you, Prof. I appreciate it.
Going to be a blast. Dante and Donovan are two, again, former students and players of mine. Ex-Wildcats, but once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. Agreed?
Always a Wildcat. Absolutely. Always.
Awesome. We're gonna fly right into it. Donovan, in a previous questionnaire, you wrote to me this. Quote, "Limits are often just an illusion. Someone may have more talent than you, but that doesn't mean they have to work harder than you do." I want to say this. Where and when did you first hear this, and what did it make you think of?
I think, I don't remember, it was either a Michael Jordan quote or a Derek Jeter quote. It just made me really appreciate hard work, you know, what it's about, and that talent can only take you so far. Talent could be the foundation, but hard work is, you know, what's going to get you somewhere. And that just kind of, I feel that's a good perspective to have on life, because, you know, just because you're good at something doesn't mean everyone's going to bow down to you or whatever. You have to work and prove that you can get better. That's what life's about. It's about being better.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I think at a certain point, you're going to encounter people who are just as good at you at something. And what separates you is desire and will, like you're talking about. Do you apply that academically and in the weight room as well?
Of course, yeah. Especially as a student, I mean, growing up, I've always had a learning disability. So, you know, in elementary school, all the way up to high school, and for a while there, I did struggle in school. I had to learn how to kind of accept that and embrace that disability so I could get past it. Especially now that I'm in college, I find that preparation is the best way to get through it. When I prepare, like for a test, for example, I'm not the type of student who could sit there and study for 12 hours the night before. You know, it needs to be a little bit each day because I can only take on about 20 minutes at a time. So I'll study for like 30 minutes a day, but for 4 days in a row, so that time adds up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then in the weight room, that's just something I enjoy doing, you know? It just kind of makes me feel alive, makes me feel ready to take on the day. So, it's something that obviously takes a while to get good at, but and to practice, so just like anything else.
Right. Give people a little bit of background. Where are you attending college right now?
I go to Montclair State University. I'm an English major with a minor in business, and I plan on going to graduate school to get an MBA in marketing.
And where is Montclair State University?
This is you're making me sound foolish here. I believe it's in Montclair, but there's like it's also on like the border of like Clifton and Caldwell, and I don't know. It all depends.
So Montclair, California.
I think Little Falls. Isn't it Little Falls?
Little Falls, yeah. It's all over. Everybody said it's all over.
I could be wrong. I have a buddy. He lives in Little Falls, goes to MSU, I figured.
Yeah, you know, it's near all those areas. I believe it's in Montclair, though. That's where you could say it is.
That area.
Montclair State University in New Jersey, here in New Jersey, correct?
I would, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fogel, great start. Dante, I wanted to get your take on that quote. I will read it again. Limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Someone may have more talent than you, but that doesn't mean that they work harder than you do. What does that make you think of? Or who does it make you think of?
I guess it kind of makes me think of myself, honestly. I remember, you know, when I was a freshman and sophomore.
In high school.
In high school, of course, yes. I did not attend college. Freshman, sophomore in high school, played football and baseball, and I always felt that maybe I was a little more, I was kind of on a high horse, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? That doesn't surprise you, bro. Come on.
Go ahead.
A bit of a high horse. And, you know, I realized that I had a lot of potential, a lot of natural ability, and I kind of had to control it. You know what I mean? I had to go about it in a certain way where I was going to be, you know, the best I can be on the field, off the field, you know, as a teammate. And, you know, I the high horse thing, I always, you know, I had to control myself, and I felt like I had a lot of talent, and
you did.
High horse saying you felt like you're a little bit, you got a little bit big for your britches.
People, which was not true, because just because I was a little more talented doesn't mean that, you know, I'm better than them in any way. It's about how you go about it. You know what I mean? It's about, you know, how you control yourself. You know, and I didn't do so. I was not a good student. I was not, you know, I was getting thrown out of class, you know, 3-4 times a week in freshman and sophomore year. So what good is that talent if I can't even stay in the classroom? You know what I mean? If I can't attend practice because I'm sitting in detention, what good is that? It's meaningless unless you have the right mindset.
So what advice would you have for those who feel like listening right now are now in your position as a junior, senior in high school? What advice do you have for them who feel like they've gotten a little bit big for their britches, but they still have time to turn things around?
Keep your head on, man. Honestly, just keep your head on. You got to focus on what's important. There's a time and place for everything. And, you know, throwing, you know, crumpled up pieces of paper at your buddy sitting in the front row while the teacher's going over the midterm review, that your talent is, it's a waste if you're acting a fool in class. You know, keep your head on straight in the classroom, go to practice and mean business. You're there to do one thing, and that is to get better and win games, bottom line.
Get better, win games. Yes. Yes. Amen. Let's get it right. Amen. Amen. Differing perspectives. I mean, you know, you two are very good friends, okay? Very good friends. But, you are similar in some ways and very different in other ways. Absolutely. Agreed?
Absolutely. In baseball, right from the start, I mean, Dante, he really was like the ace of the team, the superstar, and I was just a guy who was just, you know, trying to get a roster spot. But, you know, we still were connected, you know, basically through our love of baseball. And he really took me under his wing, especially as a freshman. And he really cheered me on, and he just showed me nothing but support, you know, for the 3 years we were in high school together. So he was definitely a good leader. I mean, a little misguided within the classroom, but as a teammate, I think he always took that pretty seriously. He didn't let anything get in the way of that.
I thought Dante was an excellent teammate, very supportive of his teammates, and he was. Yeah, he was certainly Dante. You were somebody that if things were being done right as a leader and as a captain, you let your teammates know. And if you didn't approve of what they were doing, and you did it in a way that wasn't completely confrontational either. I think being 6'4" and 220 pounds, that probably has a lot to do with it. But I feel like, you know, as down on yourself as you are about the way you acted in the classroom, I thought, being you're one of my players, you were very supportive and really supported me as a coach, just carrying on my principles on the field. So feel good about that for sure.
Absolutely. Appreciate that, guys. And Prof, you're absolutely right with that. You are my baseball god. You always will be.
I'm your baseball god. Well,
you're my baseball god.
Hopefully I can continue to carry the torch. Continue to carry the torch. Okay.
I can try.
Moving forward, question, and we'll start
Let's start with Dante here, or both of you. It's a question for both of you. Has either one heard of the book The Score Takes Care of Itself?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Complete the following equation, okay? Good attitude plus poor talent equals what?
Nothing.
Good attitude.
What was the question? I thought it was the other way around.
I'll say it again. We will go to Fogel. We will go to Donovan Brewsager.
Good talent was bad attitude. I'm sorry.
So the equation is this.
I mixed it up too. Go ahead.
That's okay. The equation is this. Good attitude plus poor talent equals?
Possibilities.
Yeah, possibilities, potential, I'd say.
You'd say potential? Okay. We in agreement, potential?
Potential.
Okay. Yeah, possibilities, potential, same thing.
Okay.
Sure.
How about this? Bad attitude plus good talent equals?
Limiting yourself.
Waste.
You're limiting yourself, too.
Question. What football coach, okay, ex-NFL football coach, God rest his soul, made that equation and wrote that book?
I'm going to say Lombardi.
We've got Donovan again?
You said the same guy, bro.
Okay. So you both said Vince Lombardi?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know who Bill Walsh was?
Of course, 49ers.
49ers. And he was the one that wrote the book, The Score Takes Care of Itself. He's a believer in this. Good attitude plus poor talent equals good talent. And good talent plus a poor attitude equals bad talent. That was his whole feeling and sort of the premise of the entire book. And he's a guy that's coached how many of the greats? The Jerry Rices, the Joe Montanas of the world. And he's really talking about that throughout the book. And I think you outlined that very, very well in the first segment, no?
I think that going with what he said there, that, you know, good attitude and bad talent equals good talent or something like that. I think that it definitely leads to, you know, character, you know, or talent developing. Because, I mean, you talk about a guy like Jerry Rice and any professional athlete, I think that you have to have a good attitude to some degree to get there, because it takes a lot of character building, a lot of patience and motivation to play that sport for, you know, 20 years.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And go through all that training and, you know, all the ups and downs. So I think that in order to be the best, you have to start in a sense from nothing and accept, you know, embrace the whole journey, you know?
I think a perfect example you can go by, I mean, you know, this guy's talked about every day, you know, we hear this guy's name all the time, is Tom Brady. I mean,
yeah,
I want to go back to the 1998 or 99 NFL Combine. This, I'm pretty sure this guy ran, you know, a 5-1. You know, I don't even think he got 12 reps on the bench. You know, his vertical jump was maybe the lowest in NFL Combine history. But now he's in discussion for
best,
not only great NFL player, but the greatest. So I think that it had absolutely, like, sure, he was a talented guy. You know, he went to a major school, you know, but even
yes,
at Michigan, he had trouble finding a starting spot.
Next question for young Dante Stefanelli. It goes like this. You wrote to me, one of your favorite quotes, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. Jimi Hendrix. What does it make you think of?
I mean, I heard that a couple months ago. And first of all, Jimi Hendrix is the man. And I just think that people are just, like, so preoccupied with, like, just the wrong things. You know, like, the priorities are totally just whack. And once they could focus on, like, on what's really important and, you know, like you know, being true to themselves and, you know, I feel like that's when they could really start to improve themselves as people.
Realizing what's important and what's not.
What? Yeah, just, you know, trying to, like, get the priorities straight.
Gotcha. And to skip to a different question, Dante, is there somebody in your life that has really, throughout your life, an adult model that has really given you this perspective of what's important and what's not?
I guess you can kind of say my brother, honestly. I always thought that Joe was kind of, you know, growing up, like, him and I butted heads a lot, and, you know, we fought a lot, and I always kind of thought, like, Joe was... He was always, like, focused on just the wrong things. I always thought that he was, you know, he was always, like, worried about his girlfriend and not school. And he was worried about what he's doing Friday night and not our game Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean? And I think Joe did a good job in, you know, overcoming all that and becoming an adult. And I was able to see that, and I saw how responsible he became, and I kind of took after that a little bit.
Right, you learned from his experience.
I learned from it, yeah. And I that's the reason we fought for the longest time, but Joe and I are cool now.
Brotherly love here on the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Brotherly love. Donovan, I wanted to ask you the same question. Is there an adult model in your life that has given you the perspective or has shown you in his or her own way really what's important and what's not?
I guess my family, like my parents, you know, showing, teaching me, you know, responsibility, you know, how to be mature. And I guess and that's my answer. I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty mature kid for 20 years old. I don't do anything.
You are.
And I feel like my parents are kind of just giving me that perspective and did a good job raising me and still raising me.
And you feel like you're starting to become, like, treated like an adult, right? I still have a bad time and I don't do my own laundry. So.
Philosophical, what is an adult, you know what I mean?
Fair enough.
I guess, I mean, I feel like there's always been pretty, you know, mutual respect. I never really had any disciplinary issues. No, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, they're the people who, you know, kind of taught me and are still teaching me.
Yeah, your parents, I mean, from knowing them, I don't know them great, but you are definitely a reflection of your parents, Donovan, and that's a compliment for sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, going back to the previous question, Dante, define the following phrase. If someone says, I'm going to go get my Hendrix on, what do they mean?
They're going to get their jam on.
I mean, like, do they ska dance? What are they going to do?
They're going to do whatever they do, whether they play the piano or whether they go surfing or whatever it is. They're going to go do their thing.
Do their thing. So what's your thing?
What is my thing?
So when you say, I'm going to go get my Hendrix on, you're going to?
That's a good question. What is my thing? I'm going to go, I don't know, brofy something. I don't know. I have a lot of things.
Yeah, you do have a lot of things. Can you name one?
Can I name one?
Yeah.
I play Xbox. I'm good at Xbox. I'm good at NHL.
So you're going to tell your girlfriend, baby, I'm going to get my Hendrix on. You're going to play video games?
Yeah. If you don't like it, she's not for me.
Okay. Oh, good. God bless. That's awesome. That is awesome. Oh boy, and Donovan, what about you? If someone says or you say, "I'm gonna go get my Hendrix on," what does that make you think of?
He's going to hit the gym.
I would say that probably either get a good workout in, work on one of my creative writing pieces, or play my piano because I started playing the piano, teaching myself. So
okay.
Oh, Prof, I forgot to tell you, I actually started learning how to play the ukulele.
The ukulele.
Fogel, thanks for reminding me about the instrument. I started learning how to play the ukulele.
I mean, you could go grab it right now and practice.
I only know a couple chords. Let's take it easy.
That's quite okay. If you'd like to bring it on there right now, please go get it.
It's all the way upstairs.
Oh, he has to walk. Good gracious. It's
a whole flight of stairs.
An entire flight of stairs. Well, the invite is out there, Dante. The invite's out there. To me, getting your Hendrix on, that means I'm going to go get a guitar and just play the heck out of it.
Well, I don't like, I'm not saying Jimi Hendrix, you know, just because he played guitar doesn't mean everyone has to play guitar, you know?
Right. Everyone
has to find their guitar, if that makes any sense.
And their guitar is whatever they're passionate about.
Their thing, man. Their thing.
Okay. We just coined a phrase. Go find your guitar. Episode 13 of the podcast.
That is beautiful.
That's awesome.
Beautiful stuff.
Now, are you a big-time Hendrix fan, Dante?
Big-time? I'm pretty familiar with him. I know that he was a left-handed guitarist. I know that he maybe did a little too many drugs, and which eventually led to his death. And what I do know about Jimi Hendrix is I know that he was a free spirit, and I know that, you know, when he was on stage, it was him, his guitar, and that crowd. And, you know, his goal was to send his message across and entertain those people. And
Dante, I'm going to play a song by Jimi Hendrix. I want you to name that song.
Go ahead. really having trouble hearing you, honestly.
Really?
It's very, very crackly.
Is it all on the watchtower?
It's not.
I heard a little, I don't know what it is. I can't hear them.
I can't hear them well. I'm sorry, bro.
Wild guess.
That's no problem. I was playing a little bit of Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix.
I wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
No, you like Purple Haze?
I like Purple Haze. I like Hey Joe.
You're missing
hey
one.
Hey Joe.
I love Hey Joe, but you're missing one. Donovan, you're missing one.
I don't know too much Jimi Hendrix, though.
Dante, seriously. You're missing a very popular, very popular Jimi Hendrix song.
I understand.
You never heard of Foxy Lady?
Foxy Lady, okay. Foxy Lady.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey.
All right, I know that.
These things happen. So, inspired by, on the podcast, Tom Brady and Jimi Hendrix. So we're spending about 50 years of history here that show you that things just come back around. And I tell you what, two guys that are very passionate about their craft. Agreed? 100%. It is time for a game, gentlemen, called What, Which, and Where. Are you ready?
Shoot.
Donovan, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's roll. I'm going to read you a quote. It could be a song quote. It could be from a book. It could be from a play. A person just said it. Tell me from where it came, from who it came. I'll read the quote, and I'll give you each a chance to answer.
I'm ready.
Let's roll.
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go to Donovan. Here it goes. The quote is, "Lights will guide you home and fix your bones."
Oh, that's Fix You by Coldplay.
Dante, your guess?
I have zero idea.
I'll read it again for you, Dante. "Lights will guide you home and fix your bones."
I have no idea.
No idea.
I know what it is.
Is that Coldplay, Fogel?
It is. Yeah, that's Coldplay.
I think Fogel flipped this around.
Final answer, Fogel?
Yeah.
Final answer. You are correct, sir. It is Coldplay. It is Coldplay. A lyric from what song?
Fix you.
Yeah. Lights will guide you home and fix your bones. Donovan, have you ever seen them, heard them in concert?
I did. Last summer I went to a Coldplay concert. My family was really cool. They put on a really cool show, and they were just really into it. You know, a bunch of guys, you know, the artists get into their craft, into giving it all they got. And it was just really enjoyable to see. That was my first concert ever, so it was definitely a really awesome experience.
And which two people did you forget to give tickets to?
What's up?
Which two people did you forget to give tickets to?
Did I forget to give tickets
yes.
to? Yes. You guys. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Thanks. Awesome. Thanks for the invite. Oh, dear. I haven't seen them in concert. Dante, you?
What's that, concert?
Have you seen Coldplay in concert?
I've never seen Coldplay. I saw pictures of the concert Fogel was at, and that was a pretty big show. But I will be attending Mr. Dave Matthews at the PNC Arts Center June 6th.
And who will you give tickets to?
I don't know. Maybe Dennis or, maybe Dan. Definitely not Propane Donovan.
Fictional characters. Thanks a lot, Dante. Thanks a lot. But anyway, an inspiring quote from the band Coldplay. Next in What, Which, and Where, we'll start off with Dante Stefanelli. Here's the quote. It's from a song. "That's all she ever thinks about, .. riding with the wind." Someone who you know.
Someone I know?
Yes. You know of.
Is that Pearl Jam?
Is that Pearl Jam? Is your final answer?
I'm going to guess Pearl Jam. Do I have to say a song?
Yes.
I'll say Elderly Woman Behind a Counter, Pearl Jam.
Elderly Woman Behind a Counter in a Small Town. Doggone, that's a great song.
On Apple Music, it doesn't include the last couple words in the title.
It doesn't?
That's definitely not the song, but I do love that song. I was listening to it today.
Would you be able to play that on the ukulele later?
I could try. I'm working on I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's my next project.
Excellent. I mean, showing a plethora of talents here on the podcast.
Sure.
Plethora. And Donovan, the quote is, again, it goes like this: "That's all she ever thinks about, riding with the wind."
That's a tough one, man.
That is a tough one. It sounds like a little Foo Fighters to me, so I'm going to say it's a Foo Fighters song.
Foo Fighters song. So we're saying...
I know it's not the song. I'm going to say Everlong, though, just because it reminds me of that song.
Yeah. Everlong came out when I was a freshman in college. Doggone it.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Oh, pro...
What?
Is that Jimmy?
Did you look it up?
No, I didn't look it up.
Yeah, you just looked it up. You cheater. The first cheat of the What's Your Inspiration podcast, Dante Stefanelli, is indeed Jimi Hendrix. You cheater. Minus points. I might even kick you off the podcast.
Oh, that's not cool. Don't say that.
That's not cool. But what's the song?
Little Wings.
It's Little Wing. We just went over that song.
That's what I'm saying. We've been talking about it the whole
thing. What's up with this Jimi Hendrix stuff today, man?
Dude, Jimmy's the man. Don't hate on Jimmy.
Well, he's...
No, I just...
Go ahead. Donovan, you have the floor. You were going to say?
No, I don't know. Jimi Hendrix. Like, I don't know. You got like a big thing for Jimi Hendrix today. I just thought it was funny.
I do too, because I'm actually a fan of his music as well.
Oh yeah, he's good. I wish you make that a joke.
He's left-handed, and I'm just cracking on Dante a little bit here. The song is Little Wing, singular, W-I-N-G. Download it now.
It's just one wing.
Just one wing, not two, just one wing. Okay, and the final question in the game: What, which, and where? It goes like this. We'll start off with Donovan Russo. Where did this come from? It goes like this, quote, "They are at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout."
I have no clue.
Dude, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a bad guest.
Here's my question, though. I think I have an idea. Are these based off the surveys that you gave us?
They may be. It is relevant to the podcast. It is relevant to us. It has something to do with us. Think about Coldplay. You are a Coldplay fan. Dante is a Jimi Hendrix fan. Now, where the heck would the following quote come from? Again, they are at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout.
I don't know where it's from, but it is probably musical. Probably saying that the best music is when you're feeling vulnerable, when you're feeling depressed in a sense, like you need to say something. So I don't know who it is, but that's probably what the whole idea behind the quote is.
If you had to choose a band from where that quote came from, who would it be?
Is it Coldplay or no?
Coldplay. So you might think it's Coldplay. What song you think?
I don't know. That's Speed of Sound. That's what's coming to
Speed
my
mind. Speed of Sound. So you're saying
it's definitely not. But I'm just gonna. That's what's coming to my head.
Okay, you're saying it could be, might be, but it's not Speed of Sound by Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's confidence,
bro. Okay, confidence. And Dante?
They're at their best. At their worst. I don't know. I feel like it's from the album Viva La Vida or Death to All of His Friends. It's from, that's like a darker album from Ghost Stories. And that is Coldplay. So I don't know.
It's a heavy lyric, right?
What's up?
Very heavy lyric, correct?
It is. I don't think it is Speed of Sound. I really don't know.
Really don't know.
I have Dante, I guess. I don't know.
And Dante, the quote again, I'll say it again. They're at their best when they feel their worst. Never do they moan, cry, or pout. What, which, where?
I couldn't even guess a Coldplay song. I don't know Coldplay. You know what I mean? I don't even.
I'm not saying it's Coldplay. Donovan's saying it's Coldplay. I'm not saying it's Coldplay. It may be Coldplay, but I'm not saying it's Coldplay.
Would it be from a movie?
It should be.
I don't know, dudes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gentlemen, I will say this. That quote, okay, if it's a group of three people, it's from the best looking guy in the group.
Oh, it's from you?
Yes! Doggone it!
Oh my God!
It's from my book, Letterkindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within, from a poem called The It Is the Attitude.
I don't remember that one.
You don't?
I don't. I read it, bro. Believe me, I read it. Some of them made sense, some of them did not.
Repeat that real quick.
To me, I'm being honest with you.
That's okay.
Some of them I read and it clicked and I was able to relate to it. And other ones I was kind of like, what the heck is he talking about?
That's true. You know, as an author, I'm a big fan of hidden meaning.
Hitting meaning. No, that's what it's all about, man.
Or I'm a terrible writer. Who knows?
No, but and just to add on, Prof, I remember you once told me, and this is for all the listeners out there, I remember walking into the Provost classroom one day, and I was on a big Pearl Jam, you know, big Pearl Jam streak, and I know Provost is one of the biggest Eddie Vedder fans ever. And I kind of went to Provost, and I, you know, I was kind of like, you know, Provost, I was listening to whatever song, you know, what does that mean? Provost was like, what does that mean? I was like, yeah, you know, like, what does he mean? Provost was like, what do you think it means? And I was like, well, I know what I think it means, but what does it actually mean? And, you know, he kind of said that it means what you want it to mean. Music speaks to you through you, not who sings it, not who wrote it, through you. Whatever you think is what it is. You know what I mean? And that's why, you know, I've never forgotten it since that day, Prof. And music has, it's a total different outlook. Don't go chase what you think it means, or a quote, or a movie, whatever. It means what you want it to mean. I think I said mean a lot in that, but
you did. But that's very well put, and that's what I was trying to get out of you. You're in life. You're not finding yourself. You're creating yourself, and I think that's what an artist wants to do. He wants you to create your own image in your mind. That's what makes it great. Donovan agreed.
I was going to say, I think going off boat with both you guys said, art in a sense is a service that challenges the viewer to interpret it any way they want to, and that's really what it's about. You know, if you meet an artist who says it has to be perceived this way or it's wrong, like, that's not, they have the wrong idea, you know what I mean? I think that art, it should challenge people, you know, to really think about something and really, because when you think, you know, it helps you evolve as a person, I feel like, so I don't know.
It's all about growth, and we can do it in a lot of ways, and we're talking a lot about sports and music, and you can use that as a platform to grow.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Art's definitely a service, though, I think.
Art as a service. Excellent. So who won that game? I don't know.
I'm going to give that to Fogle.
No, I think it was Dante. I don't think I... You know,
what did I do that was right?
I got them one. I got the Fix You lyrics.
The Fix You lyrics. You compared me to my what I wrote to a Coldplay song, so thank you very much.
No, I didn't. I didn't know what it was. I was thrown off guard there for sure.
I'm not here to throw you off guard. Everything we do is relevant and appropriate to you both. That's what I'm trying to do. So far, so good, fellas. To wrap up the 13th episode of the What's Your Inspiration podcast, wanted to ask you a similar question, but separate and particular to both of you. We will start off with Donovan. We know all heroes do not wear a cape, and you mentioned to me three people that have had a huge impact on you: Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, Chris Martin. Now, if you had a choice to take a 3-hour car ride with one of those men, who would it be?
Scorsese.
Who would it be, and why?
Scorsese.
I split the time with all of them, or
no? Can't do that.
I'm gonna say probably Tarantino.
And why?
I feel like we have similar writing styles in a sense. Obviously, he's much, much better than, you know, I'll ever be. But I feel like, especially when I'm writing now, lately, it's kind of down that path, that crazy kind of, you know, what's going to happen next path. And so I feel like it would just be good to learn from him. I feel like he has some real modern takes on writing and how to be successful, and I just feel like he'd be interested, you know. But look, I would love to have a car ride with Scorsese or Martin or any of those guys too. I just feel like Tarantino, that's where I'm at right now. I feel like he'd be really good to talk to.
Dante, question. Okay, you mentioned, again, we know not all heroes wear a cape, but you mentioned three people that have had a big impact on you: Dave Matthews, Jack Johnson, Mark Cuban. Now, if you had to choose one, take a 3-hour car ride with, who would it be and why?
I'll probably go with Mark Cuban.
Why?
I think Mark Cuban is, even though I think he's a little bit of a savage, I just think that he is such a genius, and he is just, you know, he sees something and he goes with it. And whoever gets in his way, he'll slap him right in his face and tell him to get out, you know what I mean? And he'll, you know, his vision is his vision, and that's the way he's going to do it, whether people like it or not. You know, he is going to, first of all, he's got more money than you. He's a lot smarter than you are. And I just think that his will, you know what I mean, like the ambition, that just, it's unteachable.
Yeah, go back to what Donovan said at the beginning of the podcast, right? Talking about outworking the other guy.
Exactly.
Above everything else, I think you're saying that above his intelligence, his possessions, he prides himself on outworking the other guy.
That's it. And he is unbelievable at what he does. And, you know, I think that's definitely a role model.
Right. And someone you mentioned, Tom Brady. What does he do? Above anything else, he outworks the other guy. That's what he takes. It seems like he takes the most pride in. Excellent, excellent. So you are on record, Donovan, Quentin Tarantino, Dante, you are on record, Mark Cuban, 3-hour car ride.
I'm on board.
You're on board. Now, a couple other questions to end up, just short and not short. You can make it as long as you want. Donovan, I want you to give us an update on your project, Over the Hills and Far Away.
So it's going to be a screenplay, and what is right now in the process of making that. And it's about these guys who are in the process of producing a movie, and the two guys are mobsters, and the one guy is a writer, and their mob boss has to get involved, and it's a whole big thing, and the money goes missing. And that's really where the story takes place. The money goes missing, and they don't know what happened. And all of a sudden, one day, one of the guys, one of the mob guys, the money appears in his house, his apartment. And his mob boss gets a random phone call from somebody who says that this mob guy was the guy who stole the money, and that's at his house. So he's framed, pretty much. And it's basically about how they react to it. And so the mob partner's partner, the partner, the other mob guy, the guy, John Carlos, the one who got framed, and the other mob guy's name is Tommy. And he takes the writer and the director of the film, he holds him hostage in a warehouse, and it's just about being under pressure and seeing everybody's true colors and reacting to the situation in itself. So it's two stories going into one.
Wow, I mean, that's pretty saucy. So Over the Hills and Far Away. Good luck with it.
Thank you,
Dante. Question for you. Now you're a concert goer, correct?
I guess you could say that.
I guess you could say that. And you're going to a Dave Matthews concert pretty soon here.
This is true.
What is your favorite Dave Matthews encore song?
Wow, that is. I actually know exactly my answer. He performed "Crush" and in Central Park, and. It was just him and Tim Reynolds, his guitarist, and it was unbelievable how this guy was just in a chair with his guitar and a microphone, and there were all these thousands and thousands of people just out there just listening to this guy just talk about love and life. And when he was done, the applause and the crowd reaction was it chills ran down my spine. It was unbelievable.
What was the venue again? Central Park, you said?
Central Park, I believe, yeah. Yes.
How long ago?
2004.
You were a youngin' back then.
I was a little guy.
Really? 2004. So you must have been 8, 9 years old.
Yay big.
Not as big as you are now. Amazing. So you've been a Dave fan for a while.
Long time.
Oh, okay. I did not realize that. You learn something new every single day.
Every day.
Yes, you do. Now, the final question, and I'll start with you, Dante. How can people get in touch with you, and who would you like to hear on an upcoming podcast?
How can people get in touch with me?
Yes.
Hit my cell, man.
Hit your cell. I don't know if you want to give your cell phone number out, but I mean, you're a Dave fan. You're going to be posting pictures and stuff like that, I would gather. But if they want to, you know, see some pretty cool Dave Matthews pictures, and you're big in posting ballpark food, okay? And you go to a lot of sporting events. Maybe people are interested in that and like what you heard. Do you want to give out any of your social media addresses or not?
Sure, absolutely, yeah. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at DanteSteph12, 1F, not 2Fs, 1F. Email DanteStephanelli12. Yeah, most of DanteSteph12. Hit me on Twitter.
How do you spell Dante?
D-A-N-T-E.
D-A-N-T-E-S-T-E-F 12.
12. Number
correct,
12.
Correct, correct. Okay. And who would you like to hear on an upcoming podcast?
Who would I like to hear?
Yes.
I know who I want to hear on an upcoming podcast. His name is Mr. Kyle O'Neill.
No.
Coach O'Neill. Coach Kyle O'Neill.
Coach O'Neill. That is, he's a very deep person, and I feel like he would have a lot of good things to say.
Deep and talented, yes?
Very talented.
Teacher, coach at Wibbety Park High School in New Jersey.
Excellent teacher. One of few teachers to get through to me.
That's a great choice. Great choice. He would be great to have on the podcast. Excellent. Excellent. And D-Man, D-Roos, how could people get in touch with you, and who would you like to hear on an upcoming podcast?
You could follow me on Instagram, DonovanRusso27.
Spell it for us.
My full name, D-O-N-O-B-A-N, then Russo, R-U-S-S-O, 27. And you can follow me on Twitter, I guess, SpiderRoos27. I think that's it.
It is.
But yeah, it's a stupid name, but it is what it is. But and who would I want to hear? How about Mr. Mike Grillo? Let's hear from him. He's a great guy. He's interesting as hell. He's always got something great to say. So yeah, for sure.
Interesting to hear that. Both are teachers at the same school. So Michael Grillo, an Italian teacher and club advisor at Wibbety Park High School, and Mr. Kyle O'Neill, teacher, club advisor, and coach at Wibbety Park High School. And just to give you an idea of the impact teachers have, to all you teachers out there, you really don't know at any point the impact that you're having on your students. So stick with it. Excellent choices, gentlemen.
Thank you, yeah. They're both great guys. I consider both Mr. O'Neill and Mr. Grillo friends today, even though I graduated. They're both both had an impact on me. Mr. O'Neill as a teacher, but also as a baseball coach. You know, he gave me an opportunity where most coaches wouldn't. And Mr. Grillo, he's always been a great role model for me and a great teacher for me, you know, in the classroom and out of the classroom. I consider, you know, both of them friends, and I keep in touch with both of them to this day. So, yeah.
Impact teacher has is endless. And Mr. Grillo also has your haircut.
he rocks it way better than I do.
No. He has your haircut, not the other way around.
So, Dante, why don't you describe...
Oh, no. He's had that haircut for years. He's got a really cool haircut. I don't know. It's not time to do his hair and his haircut.
Dante, why don't you describe Donovan's haircut here?
In one word, I could just say swag.
Swag. Swag. So see the swag haircut. What's your Twitter handle, Donovan?
SpiderRoos27, I think.
SpiderRoos27. You will see the haircut on that Twitter handle. Excellent. Gentlemen, this has been an absolute blast for me. Thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having
me, Prof. I really appreciate it. Thanks for keeping me in mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Gentlemen, ladies, this will wrap up episode number 13 of the What's Your Inspiration podcast. Donovan, Dante, and I will talk at you all later. Take good care.
You have been listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Buyer. Because impact on each other is the greatest currency you could ever have.
When you fear your body is not good enough, tap into your mind. Look at yourself. It supersedes everything. It's what gets you to the finish line. When you have lost touch, feel, smell, and taste, and defeat starts to creep on your face, try for perfection once again. Lick your lips. It's victory you will taste. If you think your skills betray you, know it's victory you possess. If you're wondering where this comes from, feel your heart beating in your chest. If detractors shun your skills, know they can't measure your tough. They don't know you, your toughest critic. Your best is never good enough. So when crunch time is near and you have reached the 11th hour, tap into hours of grunt work and they will give you victorious power. Talent gets you to the lobby, but doesn't get the elevator to work. It's hard work to get you to the top floor, and it drives your evaluators berserk. I will say it again, but clearly for the first time. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work.